Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Temura Daf Test, Temura 9a, pagination is 17, starting from the top line at the Mishnah. We're back on the topic of Temura exchanges of animals. That means you have an animal that's been designated as a korban to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and a person went ahead and tried to do an exchange to replace it with a different animal, to transfer its holiness to a different animal. You're not allowed to do that, but if a person did successfully do it, he met the parameters of exchange, the halacha is, v'haya uhu usimuraso yihya kodesh, both animals are holy. So the Mishnah tells us that there are regulations, of course, when it's going to apply, but they are fairly liberal as to when it will apply. Memirin minatzon al habakar. You have an animal that's from the flock, it's sheep, and you're transferring it to the cattle type animal, it's going to work. Umin habakar al atzon. And likewise, if you have cattle, and you're switching it for a temura that's from sheep, min akvasim alo izim, sheep to goats, min o izim al akvasim, or you want to go from a goat to a sheep, min azachorim al anakevos, or min anakevos al azachorim, you want to switch a male for a female for a male. So the Mishnah is teaching us, this is not rejected out of hand and the original one is Kodesh and the new one is not. Actually, the Temura process works, even though they're not identical in their description. Also, min atamimim al ba'alei mumin, or min ba'alei mumin al atamimim. Switching from an animal that's unblemished and trying to place its holiness on an animal that is blemished, or an animal that's a korban, currently blemished, it wasn't blemished at the time you made it a korban, and you're switching it to a tamim, to one that does not have a blemish. You're trying to do a transfer. Shene'emar, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroso, you shall not do the exchange. Tov bira, ora betov. Good, bad, bad, good. And the pasuk, of course, concludes as we know. And if you did, they're both kodesh. So therefore, ra betov, bad, good, good, bad, is referring to an animal that has a blemish is considered bad, and an animal that's a tamim is considered good. Ve'ezeu tov bira, what's considered doing a good one from a bad one? Ba'alei mumen shekidem ekdeshin es mumen. It has to be a blemished animal that was unblemished at the time the hekdesh took place. It became kodesh, and now it got a mum, and you tried to transfer it out through temura, and the temura will indeed affect that another animal will now be kodesh. Tosfos makes an important observation over here, that even though in the way the Mishnah presented it, the first one is the one that's kodesh, and the second one is the one that's the temura, the exchange animal. For example, memirin min hatzon al habakar. You're taking the holiness from an animal that's a sheep onto an animal described as cattle. You're doing a transfer from one animal to the other, so the laws of temura are there. But the first one is the holy one, and the second one is the temura. When the pasuk talked about it, it was actually in the reverse order. You should not do exchange of tov bira, trying to provide a good one, an unblemished one, in exchange for the bad one, the blemished one, which was the original. O ra betov, or providing a blemished one in place of the original that was unblemished. The first one is the temura, which you're trying to provide. And it's just an observation. It doesn't change anything in the understanding of the Mishnah. It just says, ze hefach min ha'acherim. This is different than the pattern, the order, the translation required than the other ones in the Mishnah. Whereas in the early cases, the second one is the one that's the temura. In the Pasuk's statement, the temura is the first one that's being provided to try to do an exchange. The Gemara tells us, minuani mili, how do you know that we have such liberal terms when you do exchanges on animals? They don't have to be identical. Gender doesn't have to be the same. Tzon, bakar, etc. The Tanur Rabbanon, behema ba behema. One animal with another animal. And therefore, the description is quite generous. Let's skip down to the next Mishnah, which is midway in the wide lines at the beginning of a line. Masnisin, mamirin echad b'shnayim u'shnayim be'echad. You're able to do an exchange of one for two, or two for one. Says Rashi, Harei zu tachas elu. One case is that he's providing one animal and trying to do it in exchange for two animals that are already kodesh. And the other case is Harei elu tachas zu. He's providing two animals in exchange for one that's already kadosh. And the Mishnah says, Echa b'meah meah be'echad. Even 100 with one, both directions. And it is going to affect, and it will be kodesh, according to the Tanakhama. We'll stop there. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.